It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. The U.S. Supreme Court seemed skeptical about affirmative action when it sent a high-profile Texas case back to lower courts over the summer. They are returning to the issue today. This time the question is whether voters can ban affirmative action programs by referendum. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has this preview.
In 2003, the Supreme Court upheld an affirmative action program at the University of Michigan. 3 years later, however, Michigan voters approved a referendum amending the state constitution to bar any consideration of race in higher education. Michigan state schools immediately abandoned any use of race or ethnicity to promote diversity, and minority enrollment plummeted. In 2012, a federal appeals court ruled that the referendum itself was discriminatory, and the Supreme Court stepped in to decide the issue. In recent years, the High Court's conservative majority has become increasingly skeptical of race-based policies. As Chief Justice John Roberts put it in one opinion, the way to stop discrimination on the basis of race is to stop discriminating on the basis of race. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says that's exactly what the state's voters did.
What the Michigan citizens did and said in a vote by 58% of the people is that it's wrong to treat people different on the basis of your race or color of your skin. That's what this case is about, equal treatment.
Those seeking to strike down Michigan's referendum claim, however, that the ballot initiative rigged the system. Their argument goes something like this. All other state admissions policies are set by the popularly elected Board of Regents. If the state wants to change that, it could take away the region's power to set admissions criteria and give it to some other body, or it could enact a different system to promote diversity, for instance, guaranteeing admissions to students graduating in the top 10% of their high school classes.
The one thing they can't do, though, is to take our political process, to take the way that decisions are made with respect to higher education and say there'll be one set of rules for race, which are particularly onerous, and another set of rules for all other admissions policies, including all other preferences.
That's the ACLU's Mark Rosenbaum. He'll tell the justices today that in the wake of the anti-affirmative action referendum, the only way for minority groups to change the law is to re-amend the state constitution with another referendum drive, a task that is doubly difficult and costly, given that the state is 79% white. In contrast, if other Michigan citizens want to change any other preference in university admissions, for example, the preference for the children of alumni, they can lobby the regents.
They have created a separate and unequal system when it comes to considering racial matters.
At issue in today's case is not just the Michigan affirmative action referendum, but a line of Supreme Court decisions that date back to 1969. Those decisions established what has come to be known as the political process doctrine. Under that doctrine, the court struck down state referenda deemed to target racial minorities. For example, in one case, a referendum that effectively prohibited busing to desegregate schools. Michigan's Attorney General Schuette asserts that his state's referendum is different.
Those other cases removed a provision with respect to equal treatment under the law. We adopted something that requires equal treatment, and it's somewhat of an antiquated doctrine of law as well.
The elephant in the room in today's case, of course, is the whole question of affirmative action in higher education. When the Supreme Court upheld the Michigan program in 2003, the vote was 5-4, and Justice Sandra Day O'Connor's opinion for the majority stressed that these programs are supposed to be temporary. She said she expected there would be no need for them in 25 years. Last term, the issue was back before the court with O'Connor retired and replaced by Samuel Alito, a justice who's made no secret of his hostility to affirmative action. So it was something of a surprise when the justices punted on the issue. Most observers expect no punting on the Michigan referendum. The odds are that the referendum will be sustained. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.